What to do about our prisons? That's a question the state's been asking, and that's the subject of our reality check. Joining us today is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Yu Hyun Jung. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your story is about the Oahu Community Correctional Center, and that project is stalled?
Yeah, well, there is no funding for it, and nobody wants to pay for it, and the city council has asked for a 120-day extension on approving the permit for the construction project.
I'm just scratching my head because I just think with the state of prisons these days, you know, with the Maui riot that we saw, and in the past we've had the situation with the lawsuits and federal oversight, that we're taking a chance here.
Yeah, but the state still very much wants to push forward with the project because, you know, this is very much just an extension. The state is still waiting to hear if this permit will be approved. It's still going forward. There's no plan, as far as we know, to stop this project. The governor's office told me that they're the important environmental work has been done. As you know, last year they completed the final environmental impact statement, and it's going forward.
Yes, but it just seems that's so frustrating that it's moving so slow when, you know, we needed this yesterday.
But there's no money for it. You know, the legislature didn't appropriate any money for it. And, you know, there was talk of that public-private partnership with CoreCivic, you know, mentioned as one of the prime candidates. If you don't know who that is, CoreCivic was formerly known as Corrections Corporation of America. It operates the Saguaro Correctional Center, where some of our inmates are housed in Arizona. And they also operate private prisons all across the United States. But, you know, there was no decision made out of that. So there's no current funding for this project. And, you know, Tony Schwartz, who is the spokeswoman for the Public Safety Department, is saying that it's actually kind of premature to talk about funding at this point because the conceptual design has not been decided.
And I know there are folks in the community who say building a new prison isn't the answer, that we need more programs to, you know, rehab folks that are in prisons now and to rethink our prison system in general.
Absolutely. There are folks who, you know, think the new prison should be smaller. And then there are folks who think, no, the whole process should be rethought altogether, as in there should be no new prison, because as it stands, the people who are in the prison system, you know, you got to think about who's in there right now. If you look at the data itself, a lot of the people who are in the system right now happen to be pretrial detainees, as in they haven't been convicted of anything yet. And then there are the folks who are probation violators who could be in there for a couple of days or maybe a week or more. So they're in there for a really short time. And then there are people who are in there for really low-level offenses. So they make up about 78% to 80% of the population. So if you think about that, those folks can be diverted to community-based programs. That's a lot of people who don't need to be in prisons, or though that's what reform advocates are saying. And in that case, you don't need a whole new big prison.
And what's the council's concern for the – what's the reason for the delay?
So at least one of them, Carol Fukunaga, whose district this new prison would fall on, she just thinks that not a lot of meaningful dialogue has happened around it, you know, and she just has a lot of questions that she feels like were unanswered.
Okay, well, let's hope that they move on this soon. But thanks so much, Yu Hyun.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Yu Hyun Jung.